Dr. Tyson, I've heard this upcoming show called An Evening with Neil deGrasse Tyson. I've also heard it called An Astrophysicist Reads the Newspaper. what can we expect from this show?
So what it is it's basically me ranting for an hour and a half about the news. that's really all it is. But it's a scientifically informed rant. For what it's worth.
So can we expect then science as it relates to current events? Is that kind of what I'm getting?
Yeah. So it's observations of all the ways science has been celebrated and abused in the press and in pop culture, and they're all derived from headlines. But I also reflect on certain sort of science current events that have occurred. We lost the Cassini spacecraft a couple of months ago, for example. That was a sad moment, although it put in some very good years. So it's a bittersweet moment, I should say. So it's part overview of science that has occurred and part reactionary commentary. That's all. I want people to come and just sort of have fun thinking about all the ways that science intersects their lives. At the end of the time together, you've learned something. That's my goal, because I'm fundamentally an educator as well as a scientist. So I'm not here. I'm not on a platform. I don't have a mission other than to alert you to all the ways science has attempted to inform people who are in charge of civilization.
You talked about education. I think the fact that an astrophysicist can do a theater show and sell tickets says a lot about the hunger for science education and understanding among the general public. How does it make you feel when you get this enthusiasm from the audience?
I will never grow accustomed to that. Every time, it's like, oh my gosh, is this real? Do people, did I remind them that I'm an astrophysicist? They can still pull out now, get a refund. It's still weird. It's as weird as when I wake up and I see how many Twitter followers I have. And then I have to tell myself, maybe there really is an appetite for science out there, that people have a geek underbelly that was previously unrubbed, and now they're discovering it within themselves, and they want more.
And on the other side of that, do you think that public trust of science is a concern right now? Or do you think that the situation we're under is that a very vocal minority is getting a lot of attention?
It's a great question. It's a little of both. On the notion that there's a public mistrust of science, I think you get a mistrust if there's evidence that people have that scientists have wronged you in the recent past, or and I don't see evidence of that of late. Science has done some great things, and science and engineering has brought you your smartphone. And in fact, I think the smartphone generation, so is that Gen Y, I guess, the ones that have only ever known a smartphone rather than adjusting to it from previous means of communicating, they, I think, have a deep sense of what role science and technology needs to play in civilization, because their entire life is enabled by it. And you get to older folks who say, oh, it's just science. I never needed science. What do I need? You will never find a 20-something saying that. You just don't. And so that gives me hope, actually.